Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, this is Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you connected today, and I don't take it for granted. Truly appreciate you being a part of this podcast where we grow every single day and we are building leaders. That's what this is about. We are building leaders every single day, helping us all become the leader that God has called us to become. I appreciate you and thank you so much for just being connected. And I hope that this podcast is blessing you as it's blessing thousands around the world. We hear about it. People tell us that this is blessing them, and that touches our heart to know that we're making a difference. I want you to follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram and let me know if this is truly blessing you. I would love to hear from you if you're a first timer, but make sure you follow me. Share this podcast with as many people as you can. Help us reach a million, yes, a million people trying to raise up leaders. We're called to do it. Got some great things that we're putting together. Go to josephwalker3.org. Check out all the leadership stuff that we're doing, man. Tap in on it. I promise you get our books, content that we're doing. We're curating a lot of stuff that I believe can truly be a blessing to your life. And so go out there and let it bless you. And I hope you will. So check it out. Watch what God will do. I'm thankful. I mean, I'm really thankful, grateful to God for you. And I want you to also go out there and check out my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want you to go out there and subscribe. We talk about marriage and life and raising kids and balancing. It's all of it, man. Purpose. You just want to go check it out. It's just a great opportunity to check that out as well. And of course, make sure if you're interested in being a part of the best book club on the planet, we call ourselves Next Level Leader. What else? Book club. So if you want to be a part, simply text book club to 78228. And I promise you, God is going to speak to you. I'm so thankful. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time in the book club. We have great conversation about some great content. And when I tell you God moves in that place, y'all, it is awesome. So it's an awesome Zoom. We'll send it to you. Check it out. You will be super blessed. All right. So today, we're going to talk about leadership leads, breaking the barriers that stunt your growth. Isn't that something? How often people end up not reaching their full potential. I want you to take a moment at the beginning of this podcast and think about your vision, how big it is, where you're trying to go, what you're trying to accomplish. And I want you to think about all the forces and things that are trying to put a lid on how far you can actually go. Today, I want to help you break through that. I want to see you accomplish all the things that God said are available for your life. Isaiah 54:2. Ooh, you talk about a word. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Man, Isaiah is getting God's people ready for greater capacity, something coming. And if you look at that, strengthening your stakes means that you've got to be willing to go down to the earth to go deeper. The tent requires stakes, not tacks. You can't keep a tent with tacks. And there are a lot of people that don't have that depth, that haven't built that foundation, but they want big things to come. But let me help you understand something. Today, I'm going to give you some tools to break through so you never stunt your growth, but that you truly, truly accomplish what you know God has told you is available to you. So what is a leadership lead? That's my first point. It is identifying your limitations. Sometimes it can historical trauma situation. Sometimes it could be something in your mind. I'll talk about that next point, but it could be people that are speaking over your life. It can be systemic. In a system where you feel like I can only go so high, you've got to understand what you're dealing with and know where it comes from before you can actually overcome it. And so today I want to help you overcome that lid. What is that thing that is blocking or hindering your ability to reach the potential that God has for your life? Well, I want to suggest the second point that mindset matters. Because often breaking mental barriers can be the biggest key to breaking these lids off of your life. You see, a lot of this stuff is in our head. A lot of this stuff is historical, and it creates a narrative. It tells a story in our head that we can only get this or get that. So many things that we can run and see. Jesus meets a man who is at the pool of Bethesda, and he's been there for 38 years trying to get a breakthrough. Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be made whole?" And the man says, "I do, but when I try to get in the water, somebody jumps ahead of me, so I have no man to help me." So he's accepted this idea that I'm basically limited by my current situation. But really, Jesus asked, "Do you want more?" See, the reality is, do you want more? Can you fathom in your mind that more is possible? Never get to a point where you just accept average. Average is only being on top of the bottom. God's called you to be on top of the top. So it's about a mindset of imagining myself, seeing myself beyond every limitation and every barrier that the enemy puts in my life. Let's get our minds right. Our minds matter, man. Casting down imaginations and all the high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bringing those thoughts into captivity means something, man. What a man is what he thinks, man. I am what I think. Leadership matters. How can you get to a point in your life where you say, let me just push past all of this mental barrier? This is so important, right? Because I think that it is, oh God, it is so critical that we all wrap our mind around this idea. You know, James Allen has a book, right, exploring how we as human beings allow thought to influence our overall behavior, our character, as a man think it. It's a classic book. We read it in our book club last year. I encourage you to get it. It is an actual classic. Imagining, reimagining, pushing my mind, envisioning, right? Closing my eyes and seeing myself there. I'm at the point in my life where I'm just changing my mindset and envisioning and seeing myself there. I want you to see yourself there. See yourself in that space. See yourself beyond every limitation. And the third thing is, skill development is non-negotiable, because now what it's going to do, it requires you to grow. How do I put myself in a place where I'm learning? Let me grow and learn to the level I want to go. If I see myself going beyond this, what will it require? What skill sets are needed? What kind of things do I need to pick up along the way that can help me be that kind of leader? See, this is why I believe that leaders are learners. That's why we read the content we read, we share, because we are putting ourselves in a room of collective intelligence and we're sharpening our skills. The reason why you're listening to this podcast is because you're getting strategies. What kind of courses can you take? What kind of things can you sign up for that can help you develop the skills necessary to reach the capacity you're trying to go? It's one thing to pray about it and say, I want to do this, but are you prepared? Are you ready? Have you ever thought about the scripture saying the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord? He delights in his way. Psalm 37:23. Have you ever thought that those steps are not linear, but they are ascending? And have you thought that it's like God orders me to step 3 or step 4, but I have proven my preparedness at step 1? See, if I got the skills and I've proven my hunger for knowledge and growing at step 2, he'll take me to step 3. See, some people never get past step 2 because you don't want to learn anymore. You're satisfied, but you got to constantly be reading and grinding and put yourself in a position. And that's why we do what we do at Next Level Leaders, because we understand that this is important. It's non-negotiable. Number 4 is delegation expands capacity. You can't do it all. I tell all the folks I mentor, and I'm going to tell you, you can't boil the ocean, ladies and gentlemen. You got to surround yourself around people you can delegate responsibilities to that you don't limit your capacity. I think that's so important. Delegation is key. I lead everything that I touch with delegation. I trust the people around me to get things done so that I'm not micromanaging. See, the way I can get past the barriers of the lid is that I do it with a collaborative spirit. Collaboration matters. And so you have to learn not to hold things so close to the chest, but you can delegate to responsible people that can help get things done. That's delegation. Because when I delegate, it expands the capacity of my team. It expands our ability to do more, to do it more efficient and effective. rather than me trying to do it all by myself. You can't do it. You can't boil the ocean. You got that right. Here's number five, stretch beyond your comfort zone. See, this is why leadership is courageous, because you have to risk in order to get growth. You have to be like Peter, step outside the boat. The boat represents a barrier, but can you walk on the water too? Can you do something you've never done before? Taking calculated risk and not being afraid of trying something nobody's ever tried before. I truly believe that early in my ministry, when nobody else was really taking a risk with college students, because I took that risk with college students many years ago, I'm seeing the benefits of that even today. Many of them are adults with families in my church, and now I'm seeing their children come through, because that's the risk God was willing to take. You have to ask yourself, what risk are you willing to take? I mean, a calculated risk. I read Hebrews 11 and 1 this way. Now, risk is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You got it? Risk. You got to be willing to do it. Stretch beyond your comfort zones. God always stretches our capacity, always gets us beyond the barriers and limitations and lids. Like he did Abraham, get out of your country from where you are familiar and go to a land that I am going to tell you. I'm trying to get you past the lid. Joshua, take these people with you and go over this Jordan, right? I'm trying to get, don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of what's happening. Even where the sole of your foot shall touch, I will give unto you. That's beyond any lid. When you begin to understand that, then you're willing to stretch beyond anything that's comfortable and familiar. One of the things that hinders so many leaders is that in a time of crises, you revert back to that which you've always known. You fall back into your comfort zone. Some of y'all are listening to me right now. You're like, man, that's me. Every time something starts to stretch me, I go back to what I'm comfortable doing. And that's what your lid is. That's why you can only get to certain places. You get to level 3, but never get to level 10. So I want you to hear this. Stretch beyond your comfort zone. Number 6, here it is. Surround yourself with higher thinkers. Man, proximity matters. Put yourself around people that think much different than you. People that are literally challenging you and their thought process, helping you to see what you never saw before. I love being around people that are just brilliant and bright, who are courageous thinkers and leaders, who are helping me and inspiring me to see life differently, to see my circumstance differently, to see what's possible. I've been in rooms with people that have done some things that have transformed the world, and yet they have a common denominator. These are people who think at another level. You have got to get to a point where you surround yourself with high thinkers. I don't want to be in places where people are talking about people. I want to be talking about ideas. I want to be in a place that's challenging me about what's coming and how to position myself for it. I want to be in a place where these are credible people, credible sources that are helping me rethink my leadership models and think at a high level of how I can be more effective around every demographic I'm trying to reach. Y'all, this is important. But let's go back and review, because I've said a lot. I know it. And I want to park here again, because we talk about breaking these barriers. We talked about the leadership lid. And the leadership lid is simply that thing that hinders you, that prevents you from getting to the next level, whether it's systemic, whether it's mental, spiritual, whether it's relational, whether it's trauma from the past. There's something that prevents all of us from getting to the next level. We want to break through that, because we're going to break through knowing it starts in our mind. I believe I can. I truly believe I can have more. I can do more. I can receive more. It doesn't matter what has historically happened. In my mind, I believe I've been called to be the first. How about that? But then also, I got to develop the skills now necessary to sustain me where I'm going. These are non-negotiable. So I'm not going to pray for it thinking don't develop the skill set for the door that might open up in my life. So as I matriculate up these steps, I want to prepare at every level. I want to be so invested. I want to operate in such places of excellence where I'm not up here just to be up here, but I am truly prepared for this responsibility. Then, of course, number 4 is about delegation. It extends my capacity. Sharing it, responsibilities with others who can help you. This is what I do all the time. I understand collaborative models of leadership, and I teach it. Move away from hierarchical models of leadership, over, under, because when people come into your organization, the first thing they ask is, who is over me? not who do I work with. You want to create a culture that is so collaborative that people are working together. You want to stretch people beyond their comfort zones. You want to get people out of the familiar, push them into places that they've never gone before. What is your comfort zone? What is the thing you keep reverting back to that prevents the thing that God wants to do in your life from coming to pass? Here's number 6. Surround yourself with high thinkers. That's why you're on this podcast, because the folks who listen to this podcast are high-level thinkers. They are always thinking at another level, always trying to reimagine their job and their career and their vision, always reading, always sharing. This is what it's all about. This is a community of high thinkers, people that truly, truly get it, and people that understand that I want to make sure that as I do that, number 7, God's vision, watch this, is always bigger than I ever imagined. God's vision is there going to blow your mind, man. Cannot be contained. Lean in faith, man. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, how big God's plans are for your life? Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans, the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. God being a big God, his plans are unfathomable. You can't even imagine the scale and depth. What you got to do, though, is declare that every lid on my life be moved now. I want to declare of your life that every historical trauma, every fear, every naysayer, every emotional thing that goes through your mind, everything you declare in the Spirit of God, everything you lay out with your team, I want to declare today, every barrier will be moved, every hindrance will be taken away, and every vision will come to pass. This is a big thing you're called to do. When you know you're called to something big, there's no lid that can hinder you. No man can hinder you. No system, nothing can hinder what God wants to do in your life. Let's take the lid off, guys. Let's go. Let's go get it. Are you ready? I know I'm ready. So let's stop complaining about what's in our way. Let's reimagine. Let's put our spirits and our minds in alignment, and let's go higher than we've ever gone before. Go be the first. Go be great. No, I'm praying for you. Whew. I want you to make sure you let me know if this blessed you. Follow me at Joseph Walker Thiel on Instagram and send me a message and let me know how this podcast episode blessed you. Secondly, I want you to make certain, and please do this for me, make certain that you go out here on josephwalker3.org, get my books, and make sure if I'm going to be in your city, let me know. Let's catch up. Let's have coffee. Group of us get together. Let's talk about leadership. And I cannot wait to do that. Make sure you go over to our Life by Journey, Our Truth on YouTube, and make sure you subscribe, like, share, do all that. Share this podcast with as many folks as you can. Know that I'm praying for you, and I'm believing God for you, and I'm pushing for you. And I declare that no lid will ever hinder you. You're going to accomplish all that is extraordinary in your life. I speak of your life today exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or you could ever think. Be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in. I thank God for you. And until next time, you be blessed. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.